For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are here. We are live. Happy Easter, everyone. We are here to talk about AEW Collision, the March 30th, 2024 edition. Of course, it's your girl, Denise Salcedo. And I am also joined by none other than the media man, Righteous Reg. Reg, what is up, man?
In the building, it's your boy, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster. He loves Easter jelly beans. It's a good time of the year for him. I'm very excited to be here, Denise. Happy Easters to you and your family. And I hope it's a good one for you. Is that why you got to rush to the store? You got to get some Easter supplies?
No, I actually am all prepared for Easter.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to do a virtual Easter egg hunt. I literally thought about it 5 minutes before this stream, but then something happened on the show. Well, the show itself, and I forgot. Okay. So I was like, damn, I forgot to. I was going to do like a little virtual and have you try to see if you can spot the egg.
Oh my God.
No, I went to the mall today because I had to go buy my WrestleMania outfit because I have nothing to wear. And so I went to the mall today, and I hadn't gone to the mall over in Cerritos in a while. So I went to that mall, and they have a Build-A-Bear there. So I ended up buying this like really cute bunny suit.
You built a bear?
No, I didn't build a bear. I have a bear already. Well, he's not a bear. So he'll actually be insulted if I called
him
a bear.
He's not a bear.
He's not a bear. He's a little insulted by that I just said that. He's a giraffe. And check it out. I posted it on Twitter too. I've had him since I was 11.
Oh my God, that's a long time.
I know. And so I bought him the little bunny suit.
That was from Build-A-Bear originally?
No, it wasn't from Build-A-Bear. The suit is from Build-A-Bear, but the giraffe was from Toys R Us.
It's Jeffrey.
Yeah, back in the day, from the Jeffrey days.
This is so silly. I didn't know malls still existed. I thought that one would be shut down. So.
Oh, we have malls like in every city here in California. I mean, well, wait, you're here. You know what I mean? Like in SoCal. Like in SoCal. There's one in every freaking city.
I'm like, literally. I don't think so. I'm in California.
Well, here there's at least, I'm going to say, four malls. Nope. Yeah, like four malls in any direction that I go. Like in the 20-mile radius.
Really?
Yes.
That's a lot of malls.
And then if I go a little bit further, there's even more. Actually, there might be more than four in a 20-mile radius.
That is a lot of malls. Nine.
There's six.
You get the mall that often, Denise?
Yeah, I go to the mall every now and then. Sometimes I'm just like, I got to go and get something, you know? But I didn't find shit. Honestly, I'm a little depressed. There was like, no, it was slim pickings. But anyways.
So you didn't get your WrestleMania outfit?
I mean, I got some outfits. They're all right. I was really happy because I found a dress for $5. Believe it or not, $5. Anyways.
Anywho, wrestling was on today.
Yeah, AEW Collision. Reg, I fell asleep right before the show.
Denise.
I ate a burrito and I fell asleep.
I ate a burrito.
I ate a burrito. Okay, I don't know how many of you guys know Tacos Gavilan. If you know, please let me know in the comments. Have you ever had Tacos Gavilan, Reg?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, I had Tacos Gavilan, and usually I always get the tacos. This time I was like, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to get a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
It's my new favorite burrito. I'm not even kidding you, man. This isn't even an ad. They ain't sponsoring this. They ain't paying for it. But it's the super jumbo one. So it's probably like this big. I'm not kidding you. Bro, I chowed that whole thing down. Down. Okay? Like down.
I was about to say, Denise, you can't handle all of that, but this is not an enlightened
Before I knew episode. Before I knew it. See, like, there's a couple of people that do know what I'm talking about here.
The way that she did the thing with their hands.
But try the burrito. Someone says they haven't tried the burritos. Try the burritos. They're really good. Anyways, had the burrito, fell asleep, woke up 4 minutes before Collision.
Totally. That's what a burrito will do to you.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. All right, but we got to get into the show. And I'll be honest with you, I had a good time watching Collision today.
I thought it was fun. This was, the crowd was really fun. There were some surprises on the show. Denise, wasn't what I was expecting from this Collision.
It definitely wasn't. We definitely had some surprises. So I want to go ahead and get right into it. And the big surprise for today was not only did we have this Cope open for Adam Copeland for the TNT Championship, but there was an interesting person who answered the actual challenge. And that, my friends, was none other than Matt Cardona. What? And we all know the history between Matt Cardona and Edge. Yeah. And so what was your like initial reaction when he came out?
It was kind of a surprise to me because Matt Cardona, they gave it up. Shout out to PWI. They gave it up to PWI, two-time Indie Wrestler of the Year. He's so busy with indie wrestling, Denise. Like, I think I saw him in a match earlier, so I didn't even, that's how much I didn't expect it. So when he came out, I was like, oh, this is a nice surprise. But honestly, Denise, it surprised me how much the crowd liked this. They were like chanting, this is awesome off rip. They like were really into Matt Cardona.
Oh, they were really into it. And here's a little throwback photo for those of you guys who were like, wait, what's the history here? We got a little photo here, Brian Myers, Edge, and as well as Matt Cardona. And man, it's so crazy to think, like, sometimes I forget the history that so many of these wrestlers have and like all of the connections and things. But when you said that the crowd was so into this, dude, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, yo, Edge out here is like God to these people.
He is.
Because they were hella fired up, man. But I'll be honest with you, this was a fun match. Like the way that they laid it out, like people were cheering for Matt Cardona, like in the beginning, like people were really excited and he looked really great. I mean, he looked really, really great. I thought he freaking stood out like a whole lot. But on top of that, there was like a moment where like he kind of cheated and he kicked the ropes. And so the ropes hit Edge in the crotch. And so all of a sudden, people are like, boo. So like, this was a fun freaking match. Of course, Adam Copeland gets the win, but I feel like we got a lot of bang for our buck in this one.
Yeah, really good dynamic with the, like you said, Matt Cardona started on the crowd side, then he turned them because you don't do that to Adam Copeland in front of everybody. But I thought Matt Cardona built his stock up super high, Denise. He already has a pretty good standing due to, you know, being on the indies and kind of, you know, carving his own way. But I thought this made him look even more, you know, even bigger than that with how the crowd reacted and kind of how the commentary played him up.
Dude, exactly. I thought commentary did a great job where it's like, you know, I've been obviously following Matt Cardona's career still after WWE and I've seen all the stuff that he's done with GCW and all of that, right? Yep. But even commentary were naming some things that like I didn't even know. And I was like, oh shit, like he did that too. And so I thought they did a really good job of putting over Matt Cardona and his accolades and what he's been doing.
I like this for the Cope open in the future, Denise, because like, what are we going to get after this? Like they're starting it off like on some hard. Are we going to continue getting indie stars? Are we going to get some more established AEW stars? I think this sets a really good precedence. I mean, they followed up with something that got people pretty excited too.
Yes, because that's the thing. For me, it was the thing of like, oh, like no offense, but that's been my biggest kind of annoyance with Collision, and everybody here already knows what it is when we have one guy you really care about and then another guy that you don't care about. And that's been kind of my annoyance with Collision. And this was a situation where I was like, oh shit, like we got this really cool surprise and I actually cared.
And they did do a bunch of things that you didn't like in the show. They blacked out the lights a bunch of time. Like, man, Denise is having the worst time.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate the freaking blackout. And like, I always forget that House of Black does it both on the in and the out. And I'm like, can we just pick one? Like, it's not cool anymore. I'm sorry. It's not cool anymore.
When it happened twice, I laughed so hard because I knew that was your reaction. When
bro, I was fucking twitching. That shit makes me twitch.
I'm like, oh, they're doing a blackout. Denise is gonna be so mad.
I hate it. They've made the blackout uncool now. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. Sue me, boo me. I don't care. They've made it uncool.
I feel you. It happens a lot now. Not for just them. Like anytime anything happens, they're just like, turn the lights out. Let's trick the fans. And it's like, all right, we get it, dude.
All right. Well, before we get to what happened afterwards, let's get into some of these super chats. And dude, Shelton Jackson.
There he is all the time. So sick.
Dude, you're awesome. I think he's trying to make it to 100. I don't know. No, I feel like now that I said it, he's going to want to do it.
The streak is over. Kill the streak, just like The Undertaker.
Well, so it's already lasted. His streak has already lasted longer than The Undertaker's. He's doubled it. Mm. Thank you so much, Sheldon. We got Travis Lindsay here who says, I give TK a lot of slack, but springing Cope versus Cardona on a random collision is a short-sighted booking if I've ever seen it. Cool pop, though. Do you agree with this statement, Reg?
No. I don't. I don't think Matt, like, I think this is the way to use Matt Cardona. Like, if you're like, oh, Matt Cardona is going to be there on Wednesday, it might have moved something, but not like as crazy as it could, as people think it could be.
I liked it and I didn't mind it for the simple reason that everybody here knows this. I love, love, love when things feel like it's unpredictable, yes. Where I feel like anything can happen. And that has been a huge missing piece in Collision. I never feel like, I don't go into Collision expecting that, oh, anything can happen. Right. I don't go in that way.
We don't get any true surprises anymore these days either, Denise. So that was refreshing to me. Anytime something like this happens, it's leaked. Like this one, I didn't even know about it. So I'll take it like that.
We got Crazy 101 here who says that Matt Cardona was a surprise. Hope Ricky is good. Wish FTR lost. We'll talk about that in just a second. Thank you so much to Crazy 101. We got Delayed Grats here who says that London Ontario crowd was the star of the show tonight. They made every match feel like a huge deal and were showing love to everybody. You know what? I just thought about something. I just remembered this. On the last Collision post show that I did, Reg, one of the things I had mentioned was how boring the previous crowd was.
Yeah.
And when you compare the Collision crowd to the Dynamite crowd, I mean, they might as well be different universes. And you know what? They freaking came through today.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the show was good, but the crowd made it even better. They made it great just because that's what a wrestling show needs to be like. If the crowd's engaged, if everybody's kind of into it, you feel it. The wrestlers can feel it too. It just makes it so much more better. It enhanced every single one of the matches tonight.
It definitely did. We got Grapple Geekery here who says a double dose of Reg on my Saturday. I loved Cardona's return and that match. Thunder Rosa looked good tonight too. That said, I hope Ricky is okay. So you're going for like, what, 4 hours already of streaming today?
I mean, it is what it is. Let's keep going. Maybe I'll do a stream after this too. I'm not going to do a stream
after this. Reg after dark.
No, we don't need that. We do need that, but not on the internet, not for everybody to see. All right, just move on, Denise. Let's move forward.
Roberto Arsenal says, Mina Sharakara and
Azumi.
Azumi, thank you. Oh, he even put it there. I appreciate that. Is the reason I'm watching Ring of Honor Supercard this Sunday. Prayers to Ricky Starks. He might have gotten concussed. So we'll get to Ricky Starks in a second. That's why I've been kind of holding off on that. But Ring of Honor, I go to you, Reg. What's going on, man?
The build for Ring of Honor hasn't been the greatest, but they started announcing some really great matches. They announced a Stardom 6-woman match that I think is going to just destroy the whole world. We're excited about it. And I think that's going to be one of the, it could, has the potential to be the best match of the night, but we're going to leave the weekend being like that match, like change the world. Really exciting stuff going on there.
So what is the card so far for Ring of Honor Supercard? Besides they announced today, it's Mark Briscoe versus Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston. Athena's taking on Hikaru Shida for the ROH Women's title.
That should be good.
ROH Women's Television Championship Finals with Billy Starks and Queen Aminata. That's going to be insane. Kyle Fletcher and Lee Johnson for the ROH Television Championship. And then the Stardom 6-woman match. And I think that might be it so far.
Nice. All right. So shout out to every shout out to Ring of Honor and Reg. You're going to be there at Supercard of Honor and you will be covering that for the channel here. So thank you so much to Reg.
Who's gonna be betcha.
He's going to be there at the presser doing the Denise Salcedo.
This is Righteous Reg with Instant Culture. And
that's what I sound like to you, Reg.
This is Righteous Reg with Instant Culture. And is there free pizza here tonight?
I'm insulted, Reg, okay? I'm insulted. You could at least have given me, like, the cute freaking Valley Girl accent. Instead, you just gave me fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks.
It is what it is. Look, that's your voice, Denise. Take it.
Oh, thank you, Reg. I appreciate it. Grapple Geekery says chicken burritos and cervezas at my house tonight. Yo, what's up?
It's lit over there.
All right, Grapple Geekery, thank you so much for the super chat. So let's go ahead and get into, I hate going from like something that was really cool with Matt Cardona to something that was pretty unfortunate. And we still don't even have that many details into what the hell happened. But let's talk about this tag team tournament. But we're going to kick it off with a possible injury there for Ricky Starks. So basically what went down, part of the tag team tournament, we had Ricky Starks and Big Bill team up together versus Top Flight. Now, Ricky Starks has been gone for a little bit. I'm going to say maybe what, like 3 months, Reg?
It's been a while. Yeah. When did they lose the tag belts?
It was last year for sure. I don't think it was this year. It was last year. So we haven't seen Ricky Starks in a bit. So this was his return. And what's crazy was my first thought was, damn, they brought him back just like that. Like it felt sort of unceremonious where I'm like, damn, that's kind of unfortunate. You know, I kind of felt like I wanted there to be like a bigger like, hey, guys, like Ricky Starks is back, you know, that type of energy for it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at this match. And what was interesting about this is that I have been wanting Starks and Big Bill to like sort of branch off already and do their own thing. So in this match, I was actually rooting for Top Flight. And I wanted to see Top Flight win only because I want to see Big Bill and Starks go off and do their own thing. Whatever, mm-hmm. right? So we're watching this match. It's unfolding, perfectly fine match. And there was an unfortunate moment where right away you notice something here is off. Yep. So basically, we see Darius get Ricky Starks. He gets him with like a jackknife cradle. Mm-hmm. And in this cradle, the way that I saw it from the camera angle, it looked like after the two count, like Darius just like threw himself off. Like I never actually saw Ricky Starks kick out or anything. And I looked at that and I'm like, you know what? No, like that was really effing strange. And right away you see everybody like in the front rows and stuff, like stand up. And I couldn't really make out like what they were saying or what. And I looked at that. I'm like, I don't know. That's just like freaking weird that that happened. So whatever. Then the match continues on here and we see Darius send Dante over to Starks before catching a spear. And then he hits the tornado DDT off of his brother's chest right on him. And so then goes again and it ends up being a three count. But the way that it happened, everybody knew that was not what was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And everybody looked confused. It was a situation where you can tell that was not supposed to be the finish. That was not supposed to be the outcome. And from the looks of it, I don't think Top Flight was actually supposed to win. I think it was supposed to be Big Bill and Ricky Starks, given the way that things actually played out. And I'm not really sure what happened with Ricky Starks. I saw him like holding on like this to his shoulder. Some people are saying he might have been concussed. I truly have no idea what happened, but you can tell that he was hurt. And I think that was the reason why he didn't kick out the first time from that cradle, because he probably couldn't continue on. And and I think that Top Flight and the referee probably didn't catch on to that as fast. And that's why they kind of kept it going. So I think he stayed down and didn't actually kick out. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, when the jackknife cover happened, Denise, it wasn't even a full jackknife. He didn't even extend on it. So it looked weird. And so the 1-2 happened. And then the crowd noticed that it should have been a three. Like Ricky Stark's shoulder, he didn't get his shoulder up at all. So that
he
was weird.
Thank you. I thought maybe I missed it, but he did not.
No, he's just there laying out. And the referee doesn't. Everybody's just kind of confused about the moment. So the crowd starts reacting. And then they hit the DDT. And then that's just it. But even the DDT looked kind of devastating, too. So it's like, we don't have any idea where this happened, because was it before the jackknife? Like, what happened with the jackknife? What happened before that? Why did they get to that situation?
I think it was a Pele, like right before.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling's so weird, Denise. Like, anything could have, like, he could have got nicked at any point and this could have happened. And that's how fast these things happen in wrestling. But it sounded like, I rewatched the clip again, like they might have played Ricky Stark's music. So I'm like, I don't know if this was all on the line. Everything seemed kind of weird. I don't know what happened at all. I hope Ricky Starks is okay. I wanted Top Flight to win, so I guess this is all right, but I didn't want it to happen like this.
Yeah, of course not. And like, that's the thing though, is the fact, like, I think one of the things that should probably be, I know it's pro wrestling, right? And, you know, shit happens and we know this is a dangerous sport, right? And things happen. And especially when you're live and you just never know when injuries are going to happen or things like that or concussions. But I do feel like there needs to be a conversation around the fact that Ricky Starks didn't kick out. And instead of realizing, hey, there might be a reason why he didn't kick out, they continued the match to go as what was supposed to be happening. And that was my thing where I was like, guys, Ricky Starks didn't kick out. He didn't kick out for a freaking reason. Use that second to maybe, I know it's adrenaline, so it's kind of hard to say, but like that's what the referee is there for. That's what all of that is there for, to maybe, because basically he threw himself off. Like that's how it looked. He threw himself off and it was very obvious. And I think in that moment, instead, he should have just kept it going. I know he wasn't supposed to probably win, but you have to be alert.
You got to finish that. Yeah, exactly. And someone just got suspended for doing Sammy Guevara. You know what I mean? For doing something like this, Denise. So you want to, I'd rather you take the weird finish without the second part, just like 1, 2, 3, count of shoulders out. So we don't even get to the DDT. So we don't have to deal with things like this. Again, we don't know exactly what happened, but we know that they've talked about this. We know that in the back in AEW, they've been like, hey, concussions and protocol and everything is supposed to be on the line. So I don't know what happened.
So this is kind of silly, but so I used to do like a lot of ring announcing, right? Like back in the day. And my number one thing that I always, like, even though I knew who was going to go over and I knew what was going to happen, my number one rule was I never, ever, ever like start getting ready to make an announcement until I actually see the pinfall, until I actually hear the bell ring. And even then I give it a few seconds and then make the announcement. It's just this thing of like, you never know in pro wrestling. And I feel like you always should wait until it all plays out. And that's from just a ring announcer standpoint, but obviously more dangerous and more serious in the actual ring.
Yeah, totally. That reminds me of one of my favorite moments of all time, WrestleMania 30. We all know it. Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, the streak. I was there watching it. He hit the third F5. Nobody believed that he's going to win. 1, 2, 3. But they took up. They didn't immediately go ding, ding, ding. They didn't immediately get into anything. They let it breathe for a little bit. And then the announcer's like, and blah, blah, blah. And it just added so much extra. But yeah, you just want to let moments breathe. You want to let everything kind of breathe so people can, you can see if everybody's okay.
And just make sure like you're not the one to be like, I fucked up, you know, like nobody wants that,
you
right?
Be that person.
No, you don't. You really don't. So anyways, but more on the serious side of things, I kind of hope that this is clearly something that maybe needs to go over with certain talents, just go over it again and be like, hey man, I know that if this is the planned scenario, but if shit is going down and this happens, maybe just, you know, go with it. You know, it's kind of like the whole thing, like with your referee, right? You know, the finish. To me, I feel like I believe that a referee should always normally count whether or not they know the finish already. But that's just like my personal opinion on that, because then if not, it lends for an opportunity to fuck up or for it to look like it's fixed.
Yeah, no, it's on the wrestler in that situation, Denise. Like, you got to kick out before the three. It shouldn't be. The referee is there to count the three. You better get your shoulders up or it's going to be over. This situation, I don't want to say it continues happening, but it's unfortunate how it happens on live TV and all this. They just got to continue in hammering home that there's more important things than victories. There's more important things than what the story is supposed to be. There's more important than what's written. If things go awry, we got to just get out of there.
Yes. Well said, man. Well said. All right, let's go ahead and get into some more of these super chats. Thank you so much to everybody who's coming through, man. We got Juan Ortega here who says Reg taking photos with all of the Stardom talent.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait.
What's the inside joke here?
There isn't one.
Oh, there isn't one? I thought there was an inside joke here. I'm like, what's going on? What's the joke?
There isn't one. I'm excited to take talent photos. What do you mean, Denise? Why are you being weird?
I don't know. I read the room wrong. All right. Rafael Garcia says, my intrusive thoughts are saying TK needs to book Brian Myers next. Wasn't expecting Thunder Rosa versus Mariah May. Maybe it's too soon for her to lose. We'll get into that in a second. But Brian Myers, we haven't even finished talking about, we'll get to that. Brian Myers, do you think this could, well, he's with Impact, right? TNA? Yeah,
I was gonna say, isn't Matt Cardona, but he's not. Yeah, Matt, I think Brian Myers like has like an official contract. I work here at Impact. That's not gonna work like that.
Yeah, well, who knows? I'd still like to see it, so we'll see.
For Benador.
Yeah. So I actually forgot to talk about the match that was made after the Matt Cardona, Adam Copeland thing.
Oh, right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the thing I needed to get to, because basically after the match, we ended up seeing this war between the House of Black and Eddie Kingston, as well as Adam Copeland and Mark Briscoe. And that was the whole blackout, the black lights and all mm-hmm. of that, whatever nonsense, whatever. He issued the challenge. The match has made up been official for Dynasty. We are getting this 3-on-3 match with these three guys versus the House of Black. Any thoughts?
Why are we getting this match, Denise?
I don't hate it, honestly.
Me neither.
This card is going to be full of matches that I really care about. Okay. So if they throw one in there that I don't really care about, all right, whatever. I think this will actually kind of be a fun little matchup here. So for that reason, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all. I think I like everybody involved, but it's like, why not have like Copeland defend the belt, or why not have, I just don't really understand, but you know, get all these guys on the screen and make it happen. And Bryan Danielson and Ospreay are on this, Pac and Okada, like the singles matches will be fine, or more than fine.
We got Fredo's Cat here who says, what are you asking at the press conference, OG Reg?
It's a great question. I have a lot of Ring of Honor questions, so I'm going to have to hone it in, like a lot. They're going to be like, all right, dude, that's enough. I'm going to be like, I watch this show every week. I got so many questions. I can't tell you right now, Frito Sky, because they might not let me in if I let it go before then.
They're going to be like, what questions are they so we can prepare?
Seriously, they're like, yo, email me the questions first. They would do that to me, too.
Yeah, they would. Actually, I think they used to do that back in the day. For like interviews, like one-on-one interviews, not like the questions, but they wanted to know the topics ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. You don't get that anymore with your interviews?
No. Oh, I used to. Do you still get that?
No.
Oh, okay.
If I did, I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm not doing it. No, I guess sometimes.
Yeah, like they just want to know the topics. And mine was always very basic. I would put like career, AEW, future.
Yeah, when it seems like it hasn't been happening since somebody left our pod, but when we used to get AEW guests, we would have to like send an outline. I'm like, maybe they just don't care since that fool's gone.
Luke Thornton says, unhinged Tony Storm is the best gimmick right now. Amen to that. We got KW here says, so is Reg the first or second employee of Instinct Culture after Tom G?
Who is Tom G, Denise?
My giraffe, Reg. Pay attention. Know the product.
Things are happening fast. I just got introduced to Tom G or whatever his name is.
Hey, put some respect on Tom G.
Sorry.
Sheldon Jackson says, April 5th, 2013, Jay Briscoe beats Kevin Steen Owens for the Ring of Honor World title at Supercard of Honor. Hopefully, April 5th, 2024, Mark Briscoe beats Eddie Kingston for the Ring of Honor World title at Supercard of Honor. Oh, man. I love that.
Yeah, I'm excited. They've been telling this story on the show, Denise. It's that to the day of when Jay won the belt. It's going to hit really hard. I don't care if it's Telegraph. I don't care what's happening. I want to see Mark Briscoe as the ROH World Champion at the end of Supercard of Honor.
I think he's winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think he's winning. I feel it in my bones. Mm-hmm. Alexander Fitzgerald says, I wish referees just counted. I remember Jericho and Raw getting angry at Mike Chioda for not counting for three because someone was injured in the match. Just count it. And yeah. Same thing for the wrestlers. If he hasn't kicked out, yo, bro, that's on you. You didn't kick out.
Like the referees need to know that they're not going to get in trouble if they do a count. You're going to get in trouble if you don't do the count more than if you do the count, dudes.
Right. Because I think had they just done that count, I don't think as many people would have noticed that something was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they could have, whatever. We got Mike Parker here who says, sorry, other than Julia Hart, House of Black, House of Boring.
How you feel about House of Black, Denise?
I knew you were asking me for that for a reason.
I just have questions. Specifically,
you know what? Write them down and send them to me in an email.
Oh my God.
I would need an outline of your questions, Reg.
The worst.
Honestly, it could be better.
Yeah.
It could be better. I've lost interest, but I lost interest a long time ago with House of Black. So
they just keep disappearing, no pun intended, from the screen for too long. It's like they'll come and have a great showing, and then they leave for a month, and it's like, dude, why do you guys keep leaving?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but I'm just not really that interested.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'm not interested in, unfortunately, we had this Acclaim segment.
Oh my god,
Daddy Ass.
I did not care.
Oh, well, my friend, we have to discuss this. If I have to talk about it, you have to talk about it. So great news, everybody. We're getting Daddy Ass versus Jay White next week on Dynamite. That was the big takeaway from this. They're talking about this match.
Denise, why?
I don't know. Like, Jay White can be having all of these brilliant matches with all of these other people. But this is where we're at.
Jay White could be the hottest heel in the company, like right now, if they invest in it. And we got to watch him wrestle 60-year-old Billy Gunn.
It might not be bad, but it could be fun.
It's not going to be bad because these guys can both work. But it's like, get Jay White into something else. I thought we were getting him away from this.
I thought so too, but we're not done, clearly.
Damn it.
I know. I don't
what
even
did they say in the promo?
I don't know. It was a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Anthony Bowen said that he looked like Charles Manson. Jay White. He does not, by the way. I was like, let me go double look. Because I've seen Charles Manson a million times. But let me go double look at this picture. So I went and I Googled Charles Manson again to see if I saw Jay White in there. He does not look anywhere near Charles Manson.
So not only did they waste your time with the promo, they wasted your time again making you go look to see who Charles Manson is. It's crazy.
Yes. I was like, maybe I've missed it all these years. Maybe he does look like Charles Manson. He does not.
He don't.
Breaking news. That was it. Like, honestly, those are the two things you need to know about this promo.
What are they going to do with these belts, Denise? From all, everybody that has belts in this feud thing.
I don't know. What trios do we want to see the belts on?
That's a great question, and I don't know.
Yeah, see, it's a little rough. It's a little rough. Okay, hopefully someone has some brilliant idea we haven't forgotten. What Crazy 101 says, I don't think Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor has a presser. They do.
Pressing.
You know me, I'm up to date with this stuff. Crazy 101 says, also, why is Jericho calling Hook out?
What a phenomenal question. Denise, do you have an answer? Because I was very confused when I saw that graphic on the screen.
Wait, what graphic?
Oh, they said on Dynamite that Jericho is going to call out Hook.
On top of the proposition that we just saw last week? There's more?
Make sense of it.
Why does he have to call him out? They just had a talk backstage last week.
No, we
didn't. They fist bumped. We spoke about it. I was like, why are we bringing this up again? When did they show this graphic?
It was on Collision at some point.
Yeah,
they started going through Dynamite and they're like, and Chris Jericho is going to call out Hook. And we're like, dude, why?
This doesn't make sense.
Seriously, though, why, Jericho? What do you want?
But why is he going to call him out, though, if they just had this conversation? He could have told him when he needed to tell him there.
Honestly, I still don't know what the last conversation was about. Like, I still needed to be explained, like I'm five, what Jericho wanted.
He wanted Hook to know that he's there for him.
Why did he say that?
I don't know. He was like, I'm Chris Jericho.
I want you to know I'm there for you.
He didn't say it like that, but that was basically what it intended.
Though. He did. And then he was like, bump it. Oh my God.
Yeah, he was like, I know you're Chris Jericho. And he goes, yeah, I know what you could be. He's all, but best of all, I know what you could be, Hook.
I still don't know what he was talking about.
And then Hook said, bet.
I don't want him to mentor Hook.
But calling out someone, that's how they promoted it. Like called
he's
out.
Calling out. Yeah, he's calling out Hook.
When you call out somebody, that's like somebody you have an issue with, someone you have beef with. I'm gonna call you out.
Right? Does he? Is he?
And here's the thing. We had an issue with that last week when he said, oh, I have a proposition for you. And there was no proposition.
He didn't propose anything. Oh, maybe that shirt. Did you get a Jared Hook shirt? Or what is it? Lion Hook?
No, I didn't get the shirt.
Maybe that's what it was. That's probably what the segment's going to be. He's going to call him out and be like, we have a shirt now. Jericho is such a...
What the hell is happening? Delayed grad says Denise just revealed her bathroom break. My bad. I didn't take any bathroom breaks. I leave during the commercials, though. So you maybe, leave. Huh?
You leave?
During the commercials? Yeah.
But what about picture in picture?
I don't watch picture in picture.
Denise, what's your stance on picture in picture?
I get up and leave.
You don't watch picture in picture?
No. And if I do, I'm watching the big box with the commercial.
Denise, honestly, I hate picture in picture so much.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, you might as well just take me to commercial.
Just give me, I understand, but like, just take me to commercial. I'm sorry. Like, I just don't like it. Whoever watches on Fight TV, shout to y'all. It just plays. But when you watch it on cable and they play the picture in picture, I understand as someone that's been a wrestling fan for a long time watching on TV, what's going on there? But it's like, I don't watch it when it's on the little screen. I do anything else in the world. Like, I'm gonna get ice cream randomly, you know?
I hate that too, man. I hate that too. Alexander Fitzgerald says, crazy how the trios titles went from the Elite versus Death Triangle to the Elite versus House of Black. And now we go to this mess. Just trash the trios bout. Honestly, Alexander Fitzgerald literally just summarized it for us. Remember that freaking, oh my God, that's best of seven series with the Elite versus the Death Triangle?
Wow.
We have fallen down from the heavens. What?
This used to be America. We used to be a proper country, and now we got to watch Billy Gunn for some reason. It's crazy out here.
Dude. Make the trios titles great again.
Whoa, Denise, relax. Hold on.
I'm going to wear a little hat that says make the
trios. No, we're not. You are terrible. Not.
You know, people do that, right? Like, they do, like, little ripoff hats.
They do. I've seen some, and I've been like, all right.
And then you take a second and read it, and you're like, oh, okay. No, what's like, up, dude? That was funny.
Okay. No, you're joking. No, okay. No, that's a fake one. I'm going to say, oh, no, that's not the real one. But still, don't wear a red hat, you weirdos.
Oh, man. Sheldon Jackson says, Denise, you were either texting, snacking, or hitting the reg singing bathroom break to Judas. Oh, I do not sing Judas.
That's why you got to go when you go to the bathroom. Denise, you're a secret Jericho fan, talk.
I'm a big Chris Jericho fan.
I don't know why you keep trying to deny it on these.
I'm not denying it.
Why are you trying to act like you're
just not happy with what's been going down lately?
Are you blocked by Jericho? Have you ever interviewed Chris Jericho?
Yes. Actually, yes, that was when several years ago, actually, on the Xbox 12360 show.
Xbox One. I was like, yeah, what? You were on that show?
Yeah, I was there for 3 years. Red, thanks.
I did not know this. This is news to me.
How did you not know this?
Because we didn't
I was on that show for 3 years.
Really? You got Xbox phone number? Can you introduce me to Xbox?
I probably can. Yeah.
Dude. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Man.
I didn't know you were on with Xbox. I love Xbox.
Yeah, 3 years, man. I was on that show for 3 years before I started Fightful.
I did not. This is all brand new news to me.
Yep. That's
what introduce me to Xbox, Denise.
I will. Next time we're in the same building or something. He's actually really cool, by the way.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
My backyard wrestling character was just a ripoff of Xbox. I just did all of his moves.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the Chris Jericho thing. I'm a fan. He's been my favorite wrestler for years.
Ah, fooey.
I know you don't believe me. I just haven't been interested in some of the content that we've been seeing on AEW with him.
Yeah, no, just like I was saying earlier on Grab City, he just needs to take a break. That's it. Like, people want to miss him. Like, he's been here with AEW since the beginning, and he's taken like a couple weeks off to tour. But for the most part, he's just been here, and he just needs to take a break.
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
What do you see back there, Reg?
What's happening?
Do you not see back there?
I can't see. What are those?
My Chris Jericho books.
Oh, yeah. I might have a Chris Jericho book around here somewhere. Chris Jericho's books are pretty good, though.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, there's some great stuff in there, especially the first one. Van Housen Van Live says, I don't think there needs to be two sets of the Trios titles either. There are too many championships. Unify the Ring of Honor and AEW Trios championships. That's why I don't get excited when new belts are introduced. I know the internet gets excited. I don't get excited anymore.
In general, nothing gets you off of your nothing, huh?
No, I'm over it because I already know how it's always going to turn out.
That's fair.
Crazy 101 says, Copeland versus Malakai can happen at Double or Nothing. You want to see that?
Got to tell a fool in 4 months, hey, can you lose?
Moving along. Thank you so much, Crazy 101. Robert Cortez says Denise gets around. Honestly, true.
I didn't know you was with Xbox too.
Bro, I'm going to have to like run down my whole freaking career to you, Reg.
I don't know it, Denise. I just learned about you. I thought instant
chances are, name a place and I've probably worked with that person.
Wow. That's pretty cool. You're cool, Denise. I can't believe I got the pleasure to be one of your co-hosts.
Wow. Welcome. Anyways, Denise gets around.
It's true.
That sounds awful.
You're everywhere, Denise. You're on Busted Open in the morning. You're over here at Fightful.
Yeah, I was there this morning too. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, I got to wake up early. Let's continue on. We still need to get to the rest of this tournament because we did talk about Starks and Big Bill and Top Flight. But what we need to get to is the teams that have made it. So as you guys know, Top Flight is now advancing in this bracket. And the other team that is advancing is FTR, in which they defeated the Infantry. Any special feelings about this match?
Well, yeah, I was nervous considering what happened in the last Infantry match. I'm like, are they going to just do that again? But they let the Infantry get a bunch of stuff in this match. I love the introduction. Trish came down and she looked great, showed the guys off to the ring. But it was a back and forth thing. The story that FTR told before the match of being like, we haven't been the greatest very recently, but we're getting it together and we're going to win this tournament. And it's a really great match to follow it. That's the type of thing I wanted to see from the Infantry the first time. I'm glad they got to show it with FTR and it all worked out. How do you feel about this tournament being kind of predictable?
It's been predictable since the second all of the brackets was announced.
I know.
This is not the updated bracket here, but the second I saw this, I'm like, oh, Young Bucks FTR.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be getting FTR versus Top Flight. That should actually be pretty fun. And then it's Young Bucks versus, who made it on the other side again?
Best Friends.
See, yeah. Didn't even remember that. Didn't even remember that. Wow.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate that, you know, how the Continental Classic turned out. And then when they announced this tournament, I was like, yo, this tournament's going to be fire. And it just like, it something about it. It's just not as... not what I was expecting it to be.
Mm-mm. Alexander Fitzgerald says, hear me out, House of Judgment Day. How do we feel about that?
I've heard that before, so I don't know.
Oh, really? Oh, man, that's the first time I've heard it. Well, Alexander, thank you so much for the super chat and for the idea. Juan Ortega here says, patiently awaiting on Denise to segue to Tony Storm. Really? I knew people were going to want to watch that or want to talk about that. Let's talk about it.
You're the one that's always doing your little thirst trap pictures off of all of Tony Storm.
I did one thirst trap picture, and the other ones were all memes.
Memes.
There was one picture that I posted of Tony Storm in sky blue.
10 thirsty kissing butt pictures on your timeline.
No, I don't. I do not. Anyways.
Anywho.
I knew people were going to love this.
Of course.
We got a backstage segment in which Renee Paquette is interviewing Tony Storm, and they announced that we're going to be seeing Thunder Rosa versus Mariah May. Now, this was following after the match with Thunder Rosa and Lady Frost, which was very good, by the way. Thunder Rosa gets her win, and she's going to go on to face Mariah May. So they do this thing where Tony Storm is, for a second, it's like she... I thought she was mad at Mariah May for a second because she's like, has this always been the plan or whatever, right? And then she grabs Mariah May and I'm like, oh, she about to choke her? No, she lays one big fat wet one on her. And I was like, oh, the IWC right now. They're like, rewind, pause. Let me spend some time here.
Freakazoids. Yeah, it would have also worked out too if she would have choked her. So,
oh my God.
What, Denise?
Reg, this show's supposed to be PG. PG show.
I was trying not to, and I was like, well, that would have probably hit pretty hard too, I think.
A little choke, a little kiss. It would have been great.
Good scene. Good segment. I liked it.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sure you liked it. I'm sure everybody liked it. I bet you no one here remembers anything that was said in this segment. All they remember is the kiss.
Mm-mm. I'm trying to think. Nope. Mm-mm.
You know what? Tony Storm's really smart, by the way. Can I just say?
Genius.
She knows what gets over.
Yeah. Of course. Every time she does something like that and she says something derogatory that's coded or something, like, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's smart.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm pretty sure that everyone's got that bookmarked somewhere on Twitter. I didn't post it up, by the way, because I was watching on my couch and I wasn't in my computer. So,
wow, Denise.
I missed out on the engagement for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
good match, though. I really like that Thunder Rosa and Lady Frost match. Lady Frost looked really good in it. Since she's been in Mexico getting down with them, she's just improved tremendously. And Thunder Rosa just keeps getting better and better every week, gaining more confidence, getting back to the real Thunder Rosa that we know.
Yeah, I agree. We got Crazy 101 here who says Bucks beat FTR, then Motor City Machine Guns to debut at Dynasty. Ooh, calling them out. Nice. I like that.
That would be cool.
All right, KW says thirsty memes. My memes aren't thirsty. Go back and look at my content.
Yeah, all right, Denise. It was just one time, she says, you guys. Just one time.
It was one time. I'm going to go through all of them. Crazy 101 says segment of the decade. I wonder why.
Greatest of all time. Watch out, The Rock.
Delayed Gratz says Reg hoping for that Tony and Mama Wayne segment. Oh, why haven't they interacted?
I just want to know why they haven't interacted yet. That's all just questions.
Can you imagine what she would say? The play on mother.
Oh, see? Oh, come on, dude. Let me text. What if? What would happen if?
This is turning into everyone here is going to vote you to start booking for a freaking AEW just so we can get some Mama Wayne, Tony Storm. I ain't even going to finish the rest of that sentence.
Relax.
My God.
Y'all trying to get me in trouble. We're joking out here. These are all jokes.
We got two more things to talk about. JD Drake versus Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly gets his win. Really quick match. He beats him down like a tree. Any thoughts?
He beats him down like a tree. I thought it was really good. I'm glad that they're showcasing Kyle O'Reilly. JD Drake is awesome. Him, you know, Anthony Henry being injured. They're putting JD Drake in these singles matches. And I think every time that he has one, it's really great. He had a really awesome one against Evil Uno on ROH this week. Continue to put Kyle O'Reilly in these positions. I like him being afraid when Roderick Strong jumped into the ring and surprised him. Really good stuff.
People here are wild, man. People here are wild. Someone just put Alexis here. Mother Wayne babysits Tony Storm.
See?
What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Not a bad idea. Ahmed
says it'll get the ratings up.
I mean, look, people are going to tune in.
And promote it, too. Promoted to. All right, last but not least, Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, and Shibata versus The Righteous and Lance Archer. This was fun. This was a pretty fun main event.
I loved it, especially after that main event that BCC had last night in Arena Mexico, them coming in here and just giving The Righteous one. You know, The Righteous has been put into some positions, ROH people who now are on Collision. I thought they played a good role against Claudio and Shibata and Brian Danielson. Really fun way to end the show.
Yeah, it definitely was. But there you go. That was AEW Collision this week. Overall, it was fun, man. It was fun.
Yeah. Sure. I like the Will Ospreay promo video too.
That was cool too.
Video packages have been really good the last couple of months, Denise. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no, they need to do that, man, because right now video packages are like the shit, you know? People, like, I know I'm always talking about them on the WWE side. So, yeah.
Ice Cube Jr. Thanks, Ice Cube Jr.
Oh, that's why you said it? That's why we were talking about this?
A bit. Come on. Yeah. What do you mean? Y'all serious? No, on WWE side, I really know.
Yeah, I answered that with a serious answer.
Insincere a bit.
My goodness. Alrighty, everyone. We got one more super chat here to read. This is from Alexander Fitzgerald, who says Ricky Starks posted on his IG saying he's okay. Oh, great. Hella awesome. Yeah, what a great way to end this podcast.
Yeah, I was nervous about that. You never want to see a wrestler, anything like that happen in a match.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you so much, Alexander Fitzgerald. And on that note, we are about to wrap up. But before I go, just a heads up to everybody. Next week is going to be WrestleMania week, which means there is going to be a lot happening. Monday, I'll be here to do the Raw watch along. Then Tuesday, NXT post show. Wednesday morning, WrestleMania predictions with Luke Owen. Wednesday night, Righteous Reg and I will be here to talk about AEW Dynamite. Thursday,
We're not. I'm traveling. I won't be here Wednesday.
And you're just telling me now, Reg?
Stop it. Stop the tape. On Wednesday, I will not be on the AEW Dynamite post show, you guys.
And I'm just finding this out now?
Surprise!
Bro, now I gotta go fucking look for some other talent.
Surprise, you guys.
All right, well, don't worry. We'll figure it out. I'll find somebody. All right, and then Thursday, I'm going to Philadelphia. And then from there, we will be posting tons of wrestling content. So please keep an eye out here on the channel for all of that. A lot of good stuff to come. All right, Reg, we got another super chat here who says, Denise will be alone. Oh, hell no.
Denise is not going to do it by herself. She's going to find somebody to replace.
Wait, I do every other show by myself.
Yeah, no, I'm just giving you shit, Denise. Whatever. Come on.
You know, Reg, I've been bullied a lot on the show. I just want to express my feelings.
Whatever.
Reg, where can the people find you?
You can find me every Saturday morning. I'm with Philip Lindsay. We're talking Grapsody. Every Wednesday, I'm on Indeed and with Denise on a Dynamite post show. Except for this Wednesday. Don't try to find me this Wednesday. Thursdays, I'm on the Ring of Honor post show. And sometimes I ask Grapsody. And Fridays, Denise is going to introduce me to X-Pac. Please go and check out my new music video, 3 Feet, right now. Really dope stuff. If you want to support me beyond the super chats and things here, righteousreg.bandcamp.com, and you can buy my new record. Thanks everybody for being cool. Thanks for showing up on Saturday. It's Easter. Go hunt some eggs, eat some what's an Easter food? I don't know. Ham
sandwiches.
Is that an Easter food? Sandwiches.
I don't know. I think of fresh food when I think of, like, I don't know. What do you eat on Easter?
Sandwiches, Denise. What in the
sandwiches and about? Jelly beans.
What kind of a combination of thing is that?
Peeps.
Terrible.
Actually, I'm making burgers tomorrow, so I'm gonna have burgers
on the grill.
I don't know. My husband's making them. I don't know what he's doing.
You said I'm making burgers.
Well, I'm gonna be there in the kitchen while he does it.
Wow, taking credit for your husband's burgers? Unbelievable.
Bro, I'd be taking credit for all the food he makes. Alrighty, guys. That is it for today. Have a lovely Easter, everybody, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.